Oh my god. Are you okay? Did you seriously fall all the way from the top of that cliff? Oh, you're lucky I was out hiking. If it wasn't for me, it would be ages before anyone found you all the way out here. Oh, don't move. You look really messed up. I know some first aid. Just let me take a look at you, okay? No, no, no. Stay awake for me, buddy. I'll just shift you a bit so you're lying flat. Let's see. Lots of scrapes. Some pretty bad. No major bleeding. So that's good. Let me just feel for any broken bones. Hey, no. You've got to stay conscious. Tell me if you feel any sharp pain. Oh my god, your dick is so hard. That's really, really bad. I'm pretty sure this is a sign of spinal damage. The rest of the assessment is going to have to wait. We have to do something about this right now. We're going to check your sensory perception from top to bottom. Just let me know if you can feel this as I touch you, alright? Starting with your hair, around your cheek, to your neck. All good. Okay, then next is your chest. I'm sorry. That was a little strange, wasn't it? Sorry, I'm just going to continue down your abs. And your hips, and don't try to stop me. I know it's strange to have some woman you barely know see you like this, but it's okay. I'm going to take care of you. Just lay back and keep still. You feel that when I touch your cock? That's good. How about if I start stroking it? Good. Good. Thing is, it's really important to take care of this as soon as possible. So I'm just going to keep stroking the cock for a while, okay? Hey, keep your hands away. I told you to keep still. I can handle this. Trust me. Maybe it's inappropriate to say, but you actually have a really nice cock. It's all mine. I'm just adjusting my shorts. Give me a second. Sorry, I got distracted. If we're going to do this, I think I better put you in my mouth. Maybe you're mumbling. Remember, you need to stay awake for me. Say that again, please. Just focus on me. Oh, yeah, of course you have a girlfriend. You're a really good-looking guy. What does that have to do with anything? I'm just making sure you're okay. If you can't keep your hands still, how about this? I'll scoot over a bit and put your hands on my chest and you can feel my tits while I take care of this. This isn't working. I'm gonna have to take off my bottoms too.
Holy shit. I'm so fucking glad. No, I didn't say anything. Hey. I'm so close. Just a little while longer, I promise. If you just let me get through this last part, I can go get help and it'll be okay. Just let me climb on top of you. Oh, it's fine. I don't mind getting a bit of blood on my clothes. Whatever it takes to help you out. It's not a big deal. It's not even that much. It's not even that much. Look, I'm getting a bit offended here. Not every girl would go to this much effort to help a stranger out like this. I let you feel my tits, so why don't you just keep quiet and let me help you? Before I put it in, I'm going to rub it against my pussy. Just like this. Just grind the tip against my clit. Oh, it feels so good. Shh, babe. It's okay. I know it must hurt to have me on top of you, but it's just for a bit. I'll get off again as soon as you come. Some tourist. I was afraid you were the type who wouldn't go out too far, where we could be alone together. But you did. It's so much better than I imagined. I thought I'd never get to feel this cock inside me. There was a point where the trail was about to split. And you took a seat. I was so turned on and frustrated because it looked like you were going to take the path back to the parking area. I'm gonna take it. I actually crouched down behind a tree and masturbated, thinking about you railing me under the trees. Turned out you just want to adjust something in your bag. And I had to pull my pants up before you saw what I was doing. Do you remember? That was me behind the tree. I pretended that I was looking at some mushrooms growing nearby, and you told me to be careful because a lot of poisonous mushrooms grow out here. Such a sweet man. I always feel bad. Bad about what? I'm so glad. I just so glad such a sweet, caring man was looking out for me. You didn't need to, though. I know a lot about poisonous plants. I would never pick something dangerous unless it was exactly what I wanted. I'm sorry, baby. Was that too rough? I thought that was what you wanted. To feel my ass slamming down so I could get every fucking inch of that cock inside my wet pussy. Put some kisses to make it better. Oh, I can taste blood. Just a little bit though. I think maybe you just bit your lip when you fell. You'll be okay though. Well, your face will anyway. I'm so glad. I wouldn't want to ruin a face like this. That would be so sad. Excuse me. Who the fuck is Andrea? Stop mumbling
I can't understand you when you talk like that. Oh, that must be your girlfriend. Well, who cares about her? Stop trying to make me jealous. Andrea isn't here. It's just you and me, all alone in the forest. Andrea wouldn't do this for you, would she? If she were here, she'd probably just scream and panic. She wouldn't realize what a perfect opportunity this is. What do you mean? If you got to choose how you were going to die, wouldn't it be after getting your dick rammed, sucked, and fucked by someone like me? No. I'm sorry. You're not going to die. Of course you won't. I swear, as soon as you come inside me, I'll get off of you and get help. It's just too dangerous if I leave you with this rock-hard cock. Yeah, of course you're gonna come inside me. We really have to take out this erection as soon as possible. Look, fine. If it will stop you groaning, you can pretend I'm Andrea. Just as long as you remember it's really me taking such good care of you. There. You can't see my face now, so it's like you're fucking her instead of me. So it's fine, right? Oh, it's so much better. I should have tried reverse cowgirl before. Doesn't this feel so much better for you? Oh, that's important, right? Oh, we need to get this cum out so I can go and get help. You're still with me, right? Not falling asleep. You know, maybe it doesn't have to end like this. I know it looks rough, but you could still make it. I can get us to the cabin out in the woods. I could sneak you in, take care of you, and then I can come visit whenever I want to get fucked by this cock. I'm not exactly a doctor, but I really don't think you'll be walking again after this, even if you do make it. So you could never ever leave without me. Nobody would have to know what happened to you. Not even Andrea. Wouldn't you like that? No more responsibility. Nobody demanding things from you. Just living out the rest of your days in a nice cabin in the woods. Getting to fuck me every time I visit. Well, I guess it would never work out. You really do need to go see a doctor. And they never let me take you. That fucking Andrea. She'll be all over you, I'm sure. Touching this beautiful body. If you died, she'd never get the chance. This cock would be mine forever. I'd be the last woman to ever ride it. Well, I guess we'll just see what happens. Oh, you're close, right? Oh, because I am. I know your eyes might be a little hazy, but just focus on my ass bouncing up and down on your cock. Feel your dick plunging in and out of me. I can't. It's any time. I can feel it. No, of course I'm not gonna get off. I told you, I want you to come inside me. Come on, so nice to live it. After everything I've done for you. Just relax. Let it come.
Let it. Oh God, I feel it. Oh, fuck off. Fuck. Oh, it's so good. Let it happen. Let it happen. It'll be okay. Let it happen. Let it. Fuck. Of anyone realizing what you were up to if they found you, right? Oh, you can fall asleep now if you want. All right, yeah. I said I was going to get help after you came. Of course I am. I wouldn't just leave you out here to die. I'll go find someone to help right now. Tell them that somebody pushed you. There's no way that that could have happened. You and I are the only people around. You just slipped, is all. Bye.